smile off her face as she sits back and watches the replays that we're going to see over and over again.
Sam Kerr, thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us again on this podcast. I spoke to you at the start of the season. Now it's the end of the season. Obviously, Perth Glory got to the W League final. How disappointing was that not to go all the way?
Yeah, it was obviously, you know, sad losing, but I don't think disappointing is the word. I think it's just sad. And I was actually really proud after the game. My team on paper, I said that probably shouldn't have been there. But we just showed something that like no other team in the league had. We had this fight and, you know, camaraderie. And so I was really proud of like my team and to be a part of the team. But yeah, obviously really sad just to miss out by that one game. But yeah, I wouldn't say anyone left the season disappointed. It was more just upset that we couldn't go that extra one and do something great.
There was a lot of talk after the game that it could have been your final appearance for Perth Glory in the W League. Have you made any decisions on your future?
I haven't made any decisions and, it's a bit of a laugh actually because, you know, some people seem to know more than me and I'm the player that's supposedly going. But I honestly have always said I just focus on what my next step is, and right now Chicago is my next step. And the last time I spoke to any European club was before the W League. So it's all kind of died down a little bit. Okay. And, you know, people are saying I've been getting offers left, right and centre, but that's not true. Okay. I'm honestly focusing on the World Cup, Chicago, and then, yeah, we'll go from there. And, you know, the World Cup's an important year, so there won't be much deciding before then. Just focusing on Chicago and the World Cup, really. Okay.
It's a massive year, obviously, like you mentioned, and there's been a bit of a turbulent time for the Matildas. How is everyone feeling? How's the squad feeling? Was it a bit of a traumatic time after Alan's sacking?
Yeah, it was obviously traumatic in the sense that Stadge is all our friend, and Stadge, we all care about him, and he was a great coach and he's done so many great things for every single player individually. And, you know, it's really sad to see what he had to go through and, you know, as a team what we had to go through. And this was Stadge's, you know, dream job, and we all knew how much he cared about it. So it was obviously a really tough time because it's someone we care about. But as a team, you know, when things happen really that are, I guess, bad for the team, you seem to come together. It's one of those things that, you know, things bring you closer, and this has only brought us closer. And, you know, 2 days after, we said as a team, we're not going to let this define us. We're going to, you know, give it our best shot and work harder than ever. And we've all come together really well. And, you know, there's been a lot of rumours that there's, you know, everyone's mad in the change room. That's completely false. We're all super excited to get into Cup of Nations and show people that we're still the same team. We're sad, but we've had to move on pretty quickly. We've got a World Cup in 4 months.
So as much as everyone else is talking about it from outside your team, is it something that you and your teammates just want to put behind you and move forward now?
Yeah, we definitely want to put it behind us. I know me personally, I've been getting, you know, quite frustrated with everyone having their two cents when no one actually really knows. And that's the bad thing, I guess, about social media these days is people that don't actually know anything or aren't actually involved can have a say and make people believe that it's news when it's not. And I guess for me, that's been part of the toughest thing, is not being able to stand up for our team and our teammates when I've heard things said. And that's why I guess I just want to get back on the field to show that we're the same team, and no matter who the coach is, the Matildas are still the same team, and we're still, you know, one of the best teams in the world and have some of the best players in the world on our team. So yeah, we'll just let our football do the talking and go with it.
Good stuff. Have you been tempted to jump in on social media at any time when you've seen people making these comments?
Oh, yeah, I've been tempted a few times, but luckily we made the final, so I've been, you know, had more important things on my plate. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're never going to win against people like that, so it's better to just stay off it. For the 2 weeks after, I didn't read any social media, but, you know, people want to tag you in it, and I've seen obviously comments on the Matildas page, but you know, you're going to get that with professional sports, so you kind of accept it. But, you know, things that are just way out of line and attacking people personally is, for me, it's just wrong, and it's not anyone on the team's fault. So that's the part that upsets me, is when people have been attacked personally.
Yeah. I suppose the one good thing, if you can say a good thing, is the fact that
people care so much about the Matildas. I mean, you're one of the most beloved teams in Australia. So to see such a huge reaction from the general public must be in some way pretty good.
Yeah, it is nice. And it is nice that a lot of people are talking about it. That's always what we wanted. And it's also really nice to see how much Australia loves Stadge and how much they trusted him. And it was the same for us. So I'm disappointed about how it's all been handled and played out, because I feel like a lot of people have been, you know, treated poorly, and I think the team is on that side too. But at the same time, it's nice that, you know, it's such big news, because 10 years ago no one would have cared. Mm. So I guess in a way it is nice, but at the same time, you know, we just want to get back to football now.
Okay, well, let's get back to football. Your new coach was announced this week, Ante Milicic. Do you know much about him? Have you had anything to do with him?
I have never. I've never met him. So that's exciting. And I think the exciting thing about having a new coach is that everyone's on a clean slate and everyone's on their toes. And it's weird, the standard at training will jump and, yeah, everyone will be on their best behaviour. So it's exciting. I haven't I've never met him, and I've heard little bits about him, obviously being with the Socceroos, but nothing, not much. So I'm excited to see what he's like, and a few of the girls have met him now, but Saturday will be my first time.
Cool. So much talk about the fact that he hasn't had any experience in women's football. Does that mean anything? Does it bother anyone at all?
Oh, I don't know. I can't speak for anyone else, but it doesn't bother me. We're just footballers. It's the same rules. It's, you know, we play the same formations. There's nothing, you know, different, you know, in the men's game, other than maybe off the field, girls are a little bit, you know, more emotional. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're professionals. We train and play year round, and yeah, it's the same game. So it doesn't bother me. And I actually like that we're getting a coach that's been to a men's World Cup, so he can share, you know, different insights and different things that happen in the men's game that maybe we can take. Or, you know, you know, most guy coaches or men's players that come over can speak on behalf of Bobby and Gary Van Egmon. They say it's a totally different game, not on the field, off the field. You know, girls like to talk to their coach and be really personable with them. So lots of coaches that I know love coming over to the women's game. So hopefully he has the same experience.
Yeah, awesome. He doesn't have that much time with you before the World Cup, but you mentioned the fact that he's had World Cup experience, so he would be kind of familiar with getting a team to play a certain way in a short amount of time. Is that what you're hoping to get out of him?
Yeah, I hope so. I think it's kind of the same story as the last World Cup we went to. We didn't have much time with Stadge either, and it was our best ever World Cup. So I don't think, you know, it'll be too much of a challenge. We've all been together for ages. So hopefully, you know, I think the best thing that can happen is that he just slips into our team, you know, without disturbing too much, and he seems like that type of guy. He seems pretty relaxed. I've seen our schedule. There's not much on it other than training and team meetings, so he seems like knows what he's doing, and I'm just excited for the new challenge and a new way, and hopefully he's the right man for the job, because he seems like he knows what he's talking about.
Awesome. Well, we'll talk more about the World Cup in a minute, but I just want to talk about now the Cup of Nations. Obviously, you're getting into camp this weekend. Ante's picked his first squad. There's a couple of returning players in Tegan Allen and Teresa Pelias. What did you make of their inclusion? You've obviously played alongside them at Sydney FC.
Yeah, I think there was always going to be a few new inclusions, and it's good to see that Ante, you know, has kind of looked at everyone, not just the old Matildas squad. So I think that shows that, you know, everyone's on a clean slate. It doesn't matter who you are, how many caps you've got, how many goals you've scored. You know, everyone's a new player. So, yeah, I think it's good to have new, fresh faces in the team, or returning faces, because it puts people under pressure and makes the quality and the standard jump. So I'm really excited about camp. I haven't been in with the Matildas for a while now, and excited to get back to playing with him.
Cool. Speaking to him afterwards, he was saying results at this stage are kind of the end product. What are you going to look to get out of this tournament? Is it more trying to learn his style of play than the actual results, or are you focused on getting the results?
Oh, I'm focused on getting the results, but I never want to go into a game, you know, trying to build on how we're playing. It's always I want to win, and then that comes second. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, we have a World Cup in 4 months, so results are important. And, you know, I don't think there's that much you can change with our team. I think he will have his own style, but our team plays pretty freely. So whatever style we're playing, whether it's 4-4-2, 4-4-3, you know, we're sitting back or we're pressing, we adapt really quickly. So I think the girls will be up for the challenge and his new style of play, and we'll be excited for it. And, you know, it's nice that he's an Aussie guy because he gets the culture, he gets the team spirit, and that's what the Matildas are really built on. Mm.
Is that a big thing? Because I know it was obviously a big deal for the Socceroos in their World Cup, the fact that Bert van Marwijk was an Australian and had that short amount of time to prepare the team. And I think at the end of it, people looked back and thought, well, maybe it would have been better to have someone who understood the Australian landscape a bit better. So is that important to you?
Oh, look. It's nice that he's Australian, but it's not, you know, that important to me. If it was an American coach or an English coach sitting here with us, I'd be just as happy if they were the right person for the job. And, you know, I trust that he's the best guy for the job. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, someone else should have been the coach. I don't even know who applied. So it's just, I guess, a bonus that he's Australian. You know, it's nice when you look over to the bench and you see your coach singing the national anthem. That's nice. And, yeah, the fact that he kind of lives in Australia, he's accessible to chat to, you know, be around camps and stuff, it is nice. And like I said, Aussies are just different in their culture. So it is nice, but I don't think it's that important that we have an Australian coach over someone else just because they're Australian.
Okay, fair enough. Let's look. Go back to the World Cup. How important is this World Cup for you? I mean, you're obviously regarded as one of the best players in the world, but you've just missed out on those major individual awards. Does this World Cup, is this an opportunity for you to really put yourself on the global stage?
Yeah, I guess it's a funny one because, you know, I've been playing really well over the last 2 years, but I actually have never scored at a World Cup. So, you know, this is a big tournament for me to just, you know, achieve one of my goals of scoring at a World Cup that seems so little, I guess, with what has been happening in the last 2 years. But for me, it's not about me at the World Cup. It's not about anyone personally at the World Cup. It's about our team. And, you know, I would love to score a goal and help the team out. But if we win the World Cup and I don't have one goal, I'm not going to complain. It's more so about the team. So I think this World Cup's just really, really important for us as a team because this is our best chance yet. We've got the best team going forward. We've got everyone, you know, who we need fit and firing, and there's still a few more, Minnie, Kaya, all those girls to come back from injury. But yeah, this is definitely our strongest World Cup squad going in, so it's just important as a team, really.
So is this the golden generation of Matildas?
I guess I'm a part of it, so I can say that, but I guess there'd be a few other retired Matildas that would have something to say about that. But I don't know. I don't think you can call yourself a golden generation until you achieve something massive, and we haven't yet. So hopefully this is the time, and then, you know, after we win the World Cup, go ahead, call us the golden generation, call us whatever you want, but we just got to win something first.
I like the confidence. So you're heading over to France to win the World Cup.
Yeah, the goal right now is to get out of the group, but, you know, the ultimate dream would be to lift that World Cup trophy. But, you know, I'm just going to take what we control right now, and that's the three games we have and the three games we're guaranteed, and just prepare and focus on them. I'm not going to focus on, you know, anything further than that because, you know, there's no guarantees as we've seen in the Men's World Cup last year.
You've got Brazil in your group. You seem to play against them all the time.
Can't get rid of them. They're probably thinking the same about us. Luckily, we've got, you know, the better of them the last few times we've played them, but it's a World Cup, so anything can happen. And hopefully we get the better of them. Normally when we play them, Caitlin Ford seems to have Marta, you know, kept quiet, which is a huge part of their team. She's, you know, probably the greatest player to play our game at the moment. So, it will be a huge challenge, but, I was hoping we wouldn't get Brazil because we played them so many times, but that's the way football goes.
Yeah, it just seems to happen. Obviously, you have Chicago to look forward to first up, though. What are you hoping to achieve this season with them?
Oh, I'd love to go to the final this with them. They've lost the last 4 years in the semi-final, but, yeah, I just want to keep playing well there. I think they set me up for a really good year last year, and hopefully they can do the same this year with the World Cup, and, you know, I can give back to the team and the club and the city and, you know, make them a better team. I thought we were really unlucky last year. But, you know, I love the city. I love playing there, and I'm really happy there. So I think that's part of my reason why I'm playing so well at the moment.
Yeah. Well, Sam, we look forward to seeing you create more headlines in America and the World Cup and for many, many years to come. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you.